So let's continue in Sefer Tomer Dvorah. We're in the middle of Perek Chamishi. Again, like I told you many times, this Perek is a bit difficult. I think it will be understood a little bit more in the upcoming Prakim. You could even see from some of the Mefarshim of Tomer Dvorah, they practically skip this Perek, but then they start again in the next Prakim. So far we learned about, we're in the middle of learning the Sfira of Chesed. So we learned about the Chesed Beledat HaAdam, at the point of childbirth. I just received news of someone in my family that had two twin girls born this morning. It was an easy birth, so it was Baruch Hashem, Nisei Hashem. So, you know, all these things are miracles, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes miracles together with the chesed that is supposed to come with people to help out. And as we're learning in this perek, these are things that are omdim berumo shel olam, that have an effect in the olamot ha'elyonim, and then the chesed of brit milah, and then the chesed of bikur cholim and refuah, and then the chesed of tzedakah and matanot aniyim. And now chamishit, hachnasat orchim. The fifth one that he talks about is hachnasat orchim, to bring guests. How does that apply to the sfirot ha'elyonot? Orchim hem atif'eret v'hayesod. He says the guests are the sfira of tif'eret and yesod. In the Pirush Mevo'ar Mforash, he says over here that the Tiferet and Yesod we just mentioned previously are in Galut. When Am Yisrael are in Galut, Tiferet, which is the Torah, and Yesod is Ani, and the Malchut is the Shekhinah. So they are in the Galut, and they're going after the Shekhinah HaKadosha. So we have to arrange for them accommodations of guests. Latet lahem bet menucha sheyanuchu bo. We have to try to arrange for them a bet menucha, dehainu hamalchut. Their bet menucha, their place of rest in the time of galut, is in the sfira of malchut. And he says, kevan shehem holche derachim, tiferet and yesod, are travelers, are holchei drachim, besod hagalut, lechazer al avedatam, looking for what they have lost. They're looking for their aveda, namely the Shekhinah HaKadosha. So tzarich leachnisam sham. So we have to accommodate them and to bring tiferet and yesod into the sfira of malchut, because that's what they're looking for. Malchut is the Shekhinah HaKadosha. Ulefi amitba'er bazohar, שזו מצווה מתקיימת בהולכי על דרך שיחו, שהם המתגרשים מבתיהם לעסוק בתורה. There is a pasuk, הולכי על דרך שיחו. Those who travel on the way, they talk. You know, people, it's normal for two people who travel, they talk. Question is, what do they talk about, right? So the ultimate sichu of holchei derachim is uvlechtecha v'derech, to talk in divrei Torah on the way. Which means even though tiferet is in galut, the Torah is in galut, but it's talking. It's uvlechtecha v'derech and it's talking. It gave us Pirush Rashi from Tzarfat. It gave us the Rambam from Sfarad. And it gave us all the gdolei harishonim and acharonim that are all from the galut. In fact, the Talmud is Talmud Bavli. So, holchei al derech sichu, tiferet, malka v'sareha bagoyim, en Torah. The tiferet and yesod is in galut, but they are holchei al derech sichu. And it's our job to accommodate them and to bring them into our home. שהם המתגרשים מבתיהם לעסוק בתורה, שגורמים שיהיו ערוכים עוסקים בצורכי המלכות. This is an opportunity for the one who is machnis oreach to be dealing with them and to take care of their needs in ways of malchut. V'chen kol ha'osei yichud el ha'tif'eret ba'malchut, So any kind of yichud, yichud here means connection. Le'yached means to put together, to unify. Any kind of unification that we can do between tiferet and malchut, which is achnasat ochim, mipchina acheret, in any other way that we can do it, v'koveh makom le'torato. One way is, a person is learning Torah, and he's koveh makom le'torato. He sets a specific place where he learns Torah. So what is he doing? He is machnis oreach tiferet, through Torah. His learning Torah is bikviut makom, gorem she'atiferet yaseh melono b'malchut. His gorem lekach, he causes that tiferet finds a dwelling place, at least for the meantime, in malchut. And he explains in the Pirush over here, that the Beit HaKnesset or the Beit HaMidrash is Besod HaMalchut. The Mishkan is where the Shekhinah is. The Beit HaKnesset, the Beit HaMidrash is Mikdash Me'at. That's where the Shekhinah is. So it's understandable that the Beit HaMikdash, meaning the Beit HaKnesset and Beit HaMidrash, these are places of the Malchut, of Sfira of Malchut. So if we can take Tiferet, the Oreach, the Holche al Derech Sichu, and give him a Makom Kavua in the Beit HaMikdash, or in the Beit HaMidrash rather, that's an ultimate Yichud of Tiferet with Malchut. So if someone asks you, why do you always have to learn in the same place? Go all around, learn everywhere. To have a kviut makom, to be kovea makom litfila, and to be kovea makom for Torah, because as we said, tfila is what?
Malchut.
Is malchut. So to be kovea makom in the place of tfila, to be lomet Torah, that's a yichud of tiferet with malchut, and that's a kiyum of the sfira of chesed, hachnasat ochi. With Tiferet, to bring in, to unify Tiferet with Malchut, is Achnasat Ochim. How to do that? Kviut Makom in Torah, in the place that we pray. And it's brought in the Halakha. Exactly. The Gemara in Masechet Brachot tells us about the great Amoraim, I think it was Rabbi Ami and Rav Asi, and also Abaye, that they were makpid to pray where? In the place where they learned. Maybe there is an inyan of a kesher of Torah and Tefillah. That's a kesher of Tiferet and Malchut. And that's Achnasat Orchim. Because the Torah is in Galut. Tiferet is Torah, is in Galut. And so we give it some kind of solace in its Galut by having a Makom Kavua. It's not the ultimate Makom Kavua, which is the Beit HaMikdash, but it's a Mikdash Me'at. Chazak uBaruch. Exactly. That miyom shecharva Beit HaMikdash, from the time that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, en la'kadosh baruch hu be'olamo ki im dalet amot shel halacha bilvad. Those dalet, what's dalet amot? Dalet amot shel halacha is a makom kavua for Torah. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk. Ohev Hashem Sha'ari Tzion Mikol Mishkenot Yaakov. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Can you imagine the Ari HaKadosh learning Gemara? It's told about the Ari HaKadosh that every day he would learn Gemara, he would learn Nigla, and he would have a different pshat every day of the week. Keneged Sheshet Yemei Maaseh. And on Shabbat, he would explain the whole sugya bederech hasod, in the way of sod. Everything is connected to sod. Any line in Gemara, not the ones that we could tell, okay, maybe it's, even those that total, what does this have to do with anything? Everything has to do with olamot ha'elyonim. So that's the inyan of hachnasat ochim, and he continues, ve'el ha'orchim tzarich lachin achila, shtiya, levaya. Now, Achnasat Orchim has a few parts. Food, drink, to escort, to accompany, to walk with the person. Dehainu shetzarich leachnis ha-tiferet ve'ayesod el ha-malchut. So when we're doing Achnasat Orchim, by bringing Tiferet and Yesod into the Malchut, ולתת להם שם אכילה, to give them food. Now, you don't give Tiferet and Yesod, you know, pizza. That's not the food that they're looking for. They're looking for the real food, which is that, לכו לחמו בלחמי, מלחמתה של תורה, the lechem and the yain of Torah. And he brings the pasuk, מאין באתי לגני אחותי קלה, באתי לגני, I'm coming to the gan, I'm coming to the ספירה of מלכות, I'm coming to the place of the שכינה, that's the בית המדרש, the בית הכנסת, אכלתי יערי עם דבשי, שתיתי יני עם חלבי. אכלתי יערי עם דבשי, I ate my יערי with דבש. Right? Yari is whatever he's eating, together with dvash. Shatiti yeni, I drank my wine with a little bit of chalavi, with a little bit of milk, to dilute the wine a little bit, to sweeten the wine. So he's going to say, this pasuk has to do with the mituk hagvurot, mituk hadinim. Shehu shefa ra'ui lehanaga ha'tachtona mitpashetet mitzad hagvura ha'metuka. ושתייה מעין שתיתי יני עם חלבי שהוא שפע פנימי מן היין המשומר ומסוד החלב המתמתק לקשר התפארת במלכות יעקב ורחל והגבורה בנצח ובהוד כי כן פרשו בראיה מהמנה. בקיצור, I'm not going to go into explaining all this, although, you know, I'll read to you from the pirush here, the biur המפורש, which type of אכילה do we bring to the ספירה of תפארת? היינו תפארת שזה התורה, וחייבים למתק את התורה ולכלול בצד הימין שהוא דומה לדבש. The Torah has to be sweetened. We have to make Torah sweet. That's אכלתי יערי עם דבשי, כמו הדבש שיוצא מהדבורים שהם מהגבורה, אבל הוא מתוק. דבש comes from the bee, which is גבורה, but it is sweet. So the Torah has to be sweetened. Many times the Torah is גבורה, it's a tough sugya. If we're able to break it and to, you know, put it into our palate and to taste it and to taste it and to sweeten it more and more, right? Like I told you once, the pirush that I heard from Rabbi Avigdor Miller Alav Shalom, that he said, how do you compare the Torah to bread? Because bread, the more you chew it in your mouth, the longer you chew it, the more it becomes sugar. It turns into sugar. That's a fact. So Torah also, it might be bitter in the beginning. Let's say, why bitter? Because we don't understand it. You're breaking your teeth on a Tosfot the first time. It's bitter. It's hard. It's difficult. You want to run away. You want to forget it. Let's skip this Tosfot. It's too tough, right? You ever felt that? I'll be honest with you. I felt that many times, right? The first time you look at a Tosfot, it's a forget. No, that's not what. It's one of those. Forget it. And then what do you do? You say, you know what? Wait a second. Well, let's not cop out right away. Let's look at it again. You look at it again, it's still difficult. It's still hard. But it's a little bit less. And the more you repeat, and then when you finally understand it, and then when you repeat it after you understand it, and then when you understand it even better and deeper, you're already in the sweetest of the... You don't want to forget that Tosfot. You don't want to forget. The one that you wanted to run away from, Me'az Yatza Matok. By Shimshon, right? From us, from something that is oz le'amo iten, that's the Torah, something that's so, it's gvura, achalti yari im divshi, it's dvash. Dvash comes from the bee. The bee stings. But it gives you something that is sweet. And then also the shtiyah, shefa pnimi min hayayin hamshumar, that already goes into the realm of bina, he says, כמו שהבינה היא חלק הפנימי של החוכמה, so to the wine is the חלק הפנימי of the grapes, and that's mitzad hagvurot, as we spoke already about the fact that bina is on the left side, mitzad hagvurot, so then you mix it with chalav, which is white, the wine is red, that's mitzad hadin, and you mix it with a little bit of milk, which is white, and so that's mitmatek with the chesed, so im kolelim bashtiya et hadin vechesed, right? בזה לימוד הוא טוב, אבל אם חס ושלום הלימוד הוא רק מצד הגבורות, זה לא טוב, והתפארת תסתלק מהמלכות. So that's what he says over here, that there is עניין in learning Torah to be מקשר לחסד עם הגבורה. These are very deep words, which are a bit difficult for us to understand right now. והלוויה, להביא עצמו ונשמתו שם עמהם, בדיוקן העליון, ללוותם שם עוד, להביא שאר הספירות שם עמהם, לעשות להם לוויה טובה, וכמה דברים נכללים בזה. And לוויה, which is accompanying the אורח, that's through bringing himself and his neshama together with the sefirot of Tiferet and Yesod, which are the Orchim, to the upper worlds of the upper sefirot, and to be metaken in the olamot ha'gvoyim as well. Klalo shel davar, just we'll end with this paragraph here, the bottom line principle, ishtadel betzorech hediot v'chaven birmizato. When a person is doing achnasat orchim with a regular person, and he's trying in his chesed, yichaven birmizato, he should have the kavana of the remez to what it's meramez in the sefirot hakdoshot, umuftach hu shi'ase lemala kayotzebo. And therefore we are assured that if a person has that kavana while he's doing chesed, it actually will have that effect that we're talking about, that effect in the olamot ha'elyonim, achar sheyeh baki basodot, especially after a person is well-versed in these sod. Uma tov leaskir b'fiv remizat kavanato. Rabbi Moshe Koldovero says how good it is to, if it's possible, to actually articulate, to verbalize the kavana. That's the whole idea of Leshem Yichud Kutshay Barichud, to verbalize Kavanato HaNechona B'Shat Ma'aseh. If he's able to say with his mouth his Kavana after a person is well-versed in the Sodot of Chesed, Lekayem, in order to fulfill Beficha U'Bilvavecha La'asotot.